Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone would go to hold here for a couple of minutes as we're joined by author Joe Hill. And as we welcome him to the attack, happy publication day, Joe. The Fireman hits the shelves.
Thanks so much.
It's nice to have you with us. You know, you're a pretty prolific author. Heart-shaped box, horns, nose for A2, which I had to.
Nose for A2. No, it's that's actually, so it's the third book was a vanity license plate for a title, and it's NOS4A2, but if you sound it out, it spells Nosferatu, which is the German word for vampire.
Ah, thank you very much. I appreciate
that. I threw that in
to
mess up radio guys.
You certainly did. I was looking at that one going, all right, what the hell do I do with this? But the brand new one here is The Fireman, and not only in publication now, but a pretty cool thing is that it's going to go to the screen, and it's going to be adapted into film or a television series, and it's in the process of happening. So it's got to be a very exciting time for you now.
Oh, yeah, it's completely cool. So I had my second novel, Horns, was adapted into a film starring Daniel Radcliffe. And that was a pretty fun world. That was pretty exciting to see. It came together really well. And this one was optioned by 20th Century Fox and Temple Hill. And they've got a guy, Louis Leterrier, to direct. And he's pretty terrific. He did a movie called Now You See Me. And he also did The Incredible Hulk, but not the weird Incredible Hulk that everyone hated, the good Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton that everyone loved. So I always feel that's important to establish about this guy. So he's really good. It'd be great to see if it happens.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's. I always felt for years that they never did your dad's books any justice. And, you know, from the creative aspect of it with writing, do you get enough or do you feel you get enough input when they're trying to put something to the screen where, you know, you can get the true flavor of the book and make sure that it's a faithful adaptation?
Well, first of all, I'm surprised to hear you say that you. You know, I'm surprised to hear you diss my dad's films. I mean, Children of the Corn 3 is probably right there with. I mean, it's like Citizen Kane, The Godfather 2, and then like Children of the Corn 3 is like right there on the top 10 list. But no, you know, you get they. In my experience, the film guys are very respectful and very excited to hear your opinion. How much weight they give your opinion, I'm not sure. But I also feel like, you know, I'm a guy who writes novels, and I get a chance to tell my version of the story. You know, I spent 3 years, and the book is done, it's out, and that's my version of it. And when someone adapts it for a film, it's their turn to do their own thing with that material. And I don't expect them to be rigorously faithful, and you almost sort of hope that they won't be, that they'll be inventive and imaginative and do something fresh and original.
Oh, that's interesting, because I think that's a fresh and original thought process. A lot of the authors that I've talked to, they're always, I don't want to say disgruntled because they'll never say it publicly, but you always feel like they would like to have a little more input. Maybe that's a changing world out there in Hollywood, and the fact that, you know, look, we should actually pay attention to the person who wrote the original words and get their input, which takes us to the book itself. Let's talk about The Fireman a little bit. Explain it to the listeners about what The Fireman is about.
Yeah, so the Fireman is a plague novel. It's a book about a runaway pathogen called dragon scale, and there's no cure for it, and you get it on you, and you can't get it off. And it's very beautiful, actually. It looks almost like delicate black stripes, like a tattoo with gold flecks in it. But when you stress out, when you feel anxiety, it starts to smoke, and if you can't control your fear, you burst into flames and die of spontaneous combustion. And so this is everywhere. Hospitals are burning in every city. Neighborhoods are going up in smoke. The charred dead are on every street corner. And the hero of the story is a young woman named Harper Willows, who is both pregnant and infected. And she's a nurse, and she knows that her baby is likely to be born healthy. And so she's determined to stay alive long enough to deliver. And it's not easy. There's, you know, in addition to the risk from her infection, from her what she's contaminated with, there are also people roaming around getting rid of the sick, because the one thing they know is if you shoot a sick person in the head, they won't burst into flames and they won't burn down your town. So that's the plot of the story.
Oh, interesting. And I love in the PR release, and you're going to have to explain this to me. Harper is a compassionate, dedicated nurse, as pragmatic as Mary Poppins.
Yeah. So Harper is this tremendously optimistic, sunny person. She's the kind of person who sings too loud in the shower, and she just loves those Disney musicals of the 1950s and 1960s. And her sort of personal role model is Mary Poppins. And to create that character, I had to go back and watch all those Disney musicals, which is proof that I'll suffer anything for my art.
Yes, indeed. I had to suffer through that as well, as my mom decided it was going to be a wholesome, cheerful world, and I was viewing it from a different eyeball, I guess.
You know, Pete's Dragon isn't so bad, I guess. I loved that one as a kid, and that's not too bad. And I'm more of a you know, British Invasion guy. I'm not really a Disney musical guy. I'm like a Stones, Beatles dude.
Yeah.
Probably the one movie that Harper and myself could agree on is I bet she would like A Hard Day's Night, and that's okay. I can always watch that.
Yeah, absolutely. Watching Ringo wander around is always a good thing. You know, as Jacob wanders off, speaking of the intrigue involving the fireman.
Right. So comes the fireman into play. So the fireman is this figure that Harper hears about. He's this legendary, almost sort of mythic figure, who is also infected, but he has learned to control his illness and can actually use fire as a weapon. So he is literally sort of a man on fire, which makes him sound maybe dangerously like David Ortiz. She sees him as someone who can teach her what she needs to know to survive. And the two of them get together and form a bond and struggle to make it through this, you know, this disastrous time of burning.
Interesting. We only have you for another minute here, so I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. First of
sure.
all, I was up for the lead in Children of the Corn 3, so I don't appreciate the diss. On this release day, just give our listeners a little more information on where they can find the book and how to go about getting it at a reasonable price.
Everywhere books are sold, you can find The Fireman. And if your local bookstore doesn't have it, obviously they don't deserve your business. But you can find it at your local independent bookstore. You can find it at all the usual suspects online. It's available on audio, and it was read by Kate Mulgrew from Orange is the New Black and Star Trek Voyager. She's amazing, and the audiobook is a terrific way to enjoy the story. I mean, it's a corny thing to say, but she's so great at playing all the different characters. You can really see it as a film in your head.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. I want to keep you on schedule, so thanks for coming on board. And, you want to just call in sometime and have a chat? This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the time with you. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Anytime. Author Joe Hill here in The Attack, and his new book, The Fireman, out, and the fact that they're going to bring it to the screen, I think will really work.